A different guy, media, Democrats call for Biden to be replaced after debate performance. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 27, 2024. Several members of the media and Democrat officials pointed out that President Joe Biden may need to be replaced in light of his performance at the presidential debate. People such as former Democratic Party presidential candidate Andrew Yang, MSNBC host Joy Reid, and Kate Bedingfield, the former communications director for Biden, were among the people who weighed in on Biden's performance. At several points in the debate, Biden appeared to freeze and to mumble, and he spoke with a hoarse voice. Yang noted in a post on X that he had debated Biden 7 times in 2020, and noted that he's a different guy. "Look, I debated Joe 7 times in 2020," Yang wrote. "He's a different guy in 2020. Hashtag swap Joe out." Reid admitted on MSNBC that Biden had entered the presidential debate with certain deficits, such as stuttering. "Obviously, Joe Biden comes in with certain deficits," Reid said. "He has a stutter, it is more difficult for him to communicate for that reason. So, there's a lot to mitigate the way that he speaks, and you can understand it." Reid added that she had been on the phone throughout much of the debate with former President Barack Obama, world people, with Democrats, with people who are political operatives, and with campaign operatives. "The universal reaction was somewhere approaching panic," Reid admitted. "The people who were texting with me were very concerned about President Biden seeming extremely feeble, seeming extremely weak. Look, it was a really disappointing debate performance from Joe Biden," Bedingfield said on CNN afterward. "I don't think there's any other way to slice it. His biggest issue that he had to prove to the American people was that he had the energy, had the stamina. And he didn't do that." CNN senior political commentator Van Jones also admitted that it had been painful. "That was painful," Jones said. "I love Joe Biden. I worked for Joe Biden. He didn't do well at all. He did not do well at all." A February survey from The Economist/YouGov showed that 54% of American voters feel that Biden's age and health would severely limit his ability to carry out the duties of President of the United States, while only 12% said there would be no effect. In a recent DailyMail.com/tip poll, 70% of people expressed that they wanted Biden and former President Donald Trump to be tested for drugs, while 18% said drug tests were not needed.